There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. We got the Rebecca Hour done. You can hear, when I said to Manny when we first took the call, this is going to take a while because it was multi-layered, faceted. I mean, we've got two people, we've got drug addiction, we've got family situation, and what Rebecca wisely was most interested in is, okay, if I can't do anything about the addiction, what do I do about my feelings about the addiction, which is a perfectly reasonable question. So, and again, the issue is, you guys are falling into bad habits. Calling me with complicated issues with short periods of time. So, if you got complicated issues, give me as much time as you can, will you? All right, or we give you a homework assignment and come back. All right, as I mentioned, it's apple pie day, yeah, and crouton day, which is, I guess, what happens when you don't need all your apple pie. Receptionist day, I guess. Yeah. Take your receptionist an apple pie. Oh, well. Do they still have receptionists? I guess they do, some places.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And it's always seemed to me a really interesting thing, because receptionists seem to fall into one of two categories. Either they are just plain gorgeous, with the idea being somebody's figured out that this is the first person that anybody sees that represents the company. Or there was at least one place that I worked that had a receptionist who was the most sullen human being I've met on the face of the earth. Wouldn't make eye contact, wouldn't talk. And it wasn't even that they wouldn't talk to strangers coming in. They wouldn't talk to the staff. I mean, I thought, it's got to be somebody's relative, because anybody else would get fired for that. I mean, the receptionist, obviously, is an interface. Not this one. This one was a brick wall. It was so bad, it actually tickled me. I actually said, is she related to somebody? Why do you ask? Because there's... That's my other favorite story. I was, a bunch of years ago, I was at a restaurant, and the waiter... I'm trying to remember what happened. He was clearly not very, very adept. And he said... had something to do... I'm trying to remember exactly what the context was, but the gist of it was that he'd served Cherry's Jubilee the night before, and he'd spilled it on a woman's fur coat. And Cherry's Jubilee, among other things, is sticky, red, and it was flambéed, so it was fired. I mean, Cherry's Jubilee is very easy to make. I used to do it all the time because it's one of those things that people go, wow, it's really easy. I mean, just take cherry pie filling and you put some orange zest in it, and then you pour some kind of liquor on it, usually brandy, and then you light it, and then you pour it over vanilla ice cream or pound cake. Vanilla ice cream is better. And it's really gorgeous. And it flames. He poured it over some woman's fur coat. And this was not a PETA action. And I said, your dad owns the restaurant, doesn't he? And he said, how did you know it? I said, because you're here today. Anybody else? I mean, I assume restaurants have insurance for that kind of thing, but so he was still there. You don't think that's a funny story? I think that's a funny story.
It's very funny.
You're just laughing on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Today, Thomas Alva, in 1880, tested his electric railway for the first time in Menlo Park, New Jersey. Kind of an interesting kind of... irony with the Amtrak crash today, although technically that was last night.
Yeah.
Royal Air Force was established in the UK in 1912. That's pretty early, because wasn't Kitty Hawk 1912?
Might have been, yeah.
Yeah. Man, they jumped right in the bandwagon, I guess. The first FM radio station, WDRC. I think I'm on DRC, or at least I was at one point, in Bloomfield, Connecticut. You go, DRC. In 1954, boy, they've been in, the WDRC has been in business since 1939.
Wow.
Yeah. The Pajama Game opened and ran for 1,063 performances. It won the Tony for Best Musical, Best Performance by a Featured Actress, and Best Choreography in 1954. And for all of those who have trouble with zippers, in 1958, Velcro was registered.
Hmm.
Wasn't invented, but it was registered.
Hmm.
And in 1994, Johnny Carson made his last television appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman.
And that's interesting because we're winding down on...
David Letterman.
Yeah.
Hmm. Which is what, 20 years later? 21 years later.
21 years later, yeah.
He's over in what, September?
I thought it might have been sooner than that. I thought it was. I thought it was going to be done this month, actually.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm not a as you know, I'm not a TV person to begin with.
Yeah.
And late my let's see if it says. I'm just Googling. See if it says anything. Countdown to Letterman's day 7. So maybe.
Yeah, because they did the tribute show for him. I think it was last week. So,
all right, so let's see. It says day 7. I don't know if that means there's 7 more days or what. Tuesday night. All right, so we're trying to just get a when it's going to go, when it's done. This whole article doesn't say when. It just says all the people he's had on and how long he's been on. Doesn't say, let's see, Letterman's show, what we'd say, David Letterman, last night, let's see what it says here. Sorry, folks, we're just sort of trying to figure this out for you, which everybody, see, it's your fault. It just comes 5/12/2015, no, that's from yesterday, that Bill Clinton was on last night.
Mm-hmm. 2014, I got it here, 2014, this is the Wikipedia page. Letterman announced that he will be retiring, with the final episode being scheduled to air on May 20th, 2015.
Wow, this month. Next week, in fact.
A week from today, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing. All right.
And
so
then,
day 7, so that would mean there's 7 more days today. Yeah, I guess next week.
And then Mr. Colbert will be taking over for him in September. That might have been what you were thinking of.
Yeah,
Stephen
maybe.
Colbert is taking over.
I think that you're probably right.
Yeah.
And I probably just figured that they would. Well, so who's going to fill in for the summer reruns?
Yeah, probably. My guess is that they'll probably play reruns.
Do some. Well, a lot of reruns.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-99-375-69. I'm just trying to figure out. We're just about to take a quick break here. There was a story that we... there are two robot stories yesterday and today. One of them was that the undersea robot can program itself, can determine where it goes. That seemed to be kind of a scary story. I mean, that sort of fits into the singularity.
It does kind of make you a little uneasy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does. And I'm not one of those people who's particularly... I mean, what's a robot, for heaven's sakes? But this one, it can plan its own missions without any human help. I mean, that does seem, yeah. It's off the coast of Australia. They said underwater robots are used to map and monitor pockets of the ocean to track the health of fisheries and survey marine habitats and species. In general, these robots are effective at carrying out low-level tasks that are a tedious and time-consuming process for engineers. The new programming, though, could allow robots to carry out higher-level tasks. The researchers tested the system on an autonomous underwater glider. The robot managed to operate safely among a number of other autonomous vehicles while receiving higher-level commands. It adapted its mission plan to avoid getting in the way of other vehicles. So that's not the same thing. That's just saying that it's an avoidance system.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'll read more and see if it's any scarier, but that's not scary at all. Even I can do that. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm a Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Janet, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome and hello.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a 5-year-old little boy who is scared to death to go to sleep. He's afraid someone's going to break into the house.
When did this start?
It started, actually, we went and saw that Avengers movie, and he had no problem with the Avengers movie, but there's a preview before it for a really scary movie that we tried to block his eyes so that he couldn't see, but he peeked over the popcorn and saw it, and it just kind of freaked him out. That was about a week ago.
We're not taking five-year-olds to movies under any circumstance. First of all, I think the Avenger movie, first of all, it was too long, too noisy, and it wasn't so much scary, it's just stupid, but it's very violent. Honey, five-year-olds shouldn't go to movies. I mean, it's not only because you can't deal with the previews. All right, what was the preview for?
It was just like a scary horror movie. I don't even remember the name of the movie. I just remember a girl sitting in her bed, and she knocked on the wall. And someone,
yeah.
The neighbor...
I think probably Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Poltergeist too. Yeah. All right. The first thing, you really need to hear what I'm saying, which is movies are not for five-year-olds. Even things like Little Mermaid... Kids can't sit still that long, and you can't control. First of all, I think The Avengers is not a movie for a 5-year-old anyway. It's too long, it's too noisy, it's violent, and it may not be scary per se. And I guess what you're going to have to tell your kid is that that the scary thing in The Avengers that he can go and get a Darth Vader flashlight or something. Who's his favorite superhero at this moment?
Superman.
Okay. We're going to go get a Superman. I don't know. You can get him a cape if you want. You can go get him a Superman action figure. You can go get him a Superman flashlight. I just made that up. But a Superman flashlight will work really well. That will keep everything out of the walls. And you can't put him in your bed. And you just, I mean, this will go away after a while. And let him decide to tell you about how he's going to take care of the scary thing. And then give him a totem, which is a wand or a teddy bear or whatever that will eat the scary thing or whatever. Because unfortunately, I mean, the images on a movie screen are huge. They're big and they're scary. And that's why teenage boys go to those. But teenage boys understand the difference between fantasy and reality. Five-year-olds don't.
Yeah, like his biggest thing is I think that's what started it, but he's afraid that burglars are going to break into the house.
Well, he's probably a high-anxiety kid.
Yeah.
Have there been any burglaries that he knows about?
No. And last night, we do have a security system, and I showed him. I said, if this door opens, this alarm. And I put the alarm on. I said, nobody's coming in. And he doesn't seem to... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We gave him a flashlight last night.
It can't be a regular flashlight. It has to be like a Superman flashlight. It has to have special powers.
Okay.
Because that's what he's dealing with. He's dealing with special powers. He's dealing with magic. And the only way to deal with magic is with magic. So you can ask him what would make him feel safe. You don't tell him, because that won't work. He'll just argue with you. But ask him what will make him safe. Now, he's going to rip you off a little bit, because he's not stupid. So it may be that it's going to take a couple of Supermans put around the doors or whatever. But ask him what will make him feel safe.
Okay.
And don't bring him into your bed. And don't take 5-year-olds to movies. Honest, even ones that look like they're for kids are not really. 7, you know, 8, 10. Sometimes they'll have a mommy and me screening, like in theaters at 10 o'clock in the morning. But even those, you're going to have a whole bunch of mommies who really are taking very young kids. Who are going to talk through it. But you first of all, you can't control what's going to happen, and the movies in general are just not made for that age kid. It's why. You know, DVDs, and if you're going to take a kid to a movie, you at least need to preview it ahead of time. But I wouldn't do it. I mean, there are a lot of movie theaters that will not allow kids under the age of, like, 10 in the movie theater because they're disruptive. And, I mean, I went up to a mom. It was American Werewolf in London. It was not the first one. It was the second one. I guess American Werewolf, I think, was the first one, then in London, then in Paris. And I think it was the London one. And there was a mom who had, like, a 3-year-old kid, and I said, this movie is going to scare the living daylights out of that kid.
Yeah.
All right, so look, this is one of those kind of inconvenient problems, and you can say that, you know, that things are made up, and he can make up a story about scary things. That helps, too, believe it or not, to talk about scary things. and talk about what he can do and what kind of superpowers you need to do it and what kind of superpowers he has. Let him tell you a little bit more and then deal with what he's telling you.
And then when he's crying and just having like an anxiety attack, then he doesn't want to sleep alone. He doesn't want to sleep alone.
Well, he can sleep with his Superman. He can sleep with his teddy bear.
Yeah, that's what I said, and it didn't work.
Well,
he ended up sleeping on the couch downstairs, and I slept on the other couch.
Well, but that's not a very good idea. If he wants to sleep on the couch, that's okay. You sleeping on the other couch is reinforcing that behavior.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
So you're just going to have to explain to him that mommy's not going to do that anymore, that mommy and daddy are here to protect you. We have an alarm to protect you. And you know what? Let's figure out a superhero who can protect you, and let's figure out what that superhero is going to do and how you're going to do that, and are we going to say magic words? I mean, you can help him with this, but don't sleeping on in the same room with him on another couch is reinforcing the behavior.
Mm-hmm. Should
don't
I
take him to movies any younger. Pardon?
I won't.
Okay.
You think I should lock myself in the bedroom? Because I've heard you say that before.
I don't believe in locking kids in, but you can say, mommy and daddy need to sleep. You need to sleep. There's, you know, that, and it's okay. You know, we'll talk about all the scary stuff during the day, and at night we're going to be really safe.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Folks, listen to her. You don't want the situation in your family, so don't. Young kids don't belong in movie theaters. They really don't. 855-993-7569. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I called last week, and I haven't talked to... Okay. First of all, I have to tell you. Okay. Yeah. I'm Sarah, and I'm a little bit nervous. My goodness. I called last week about my son blaming my granddaughter for not going to the cottage altogether, that she picked going to a fashion show instead of the cottage.
Right. I just remember that your son had a daughter who was sick.
She's born out of wedlock, and I called her Lily.
Right.
Yes. And anyways, for her birthday... First of all, was just supposed to be, like this a couple of weeks ago now, for her 11th birthday, was supposed to be just her and some friends, okay? And then kind of at the last minute, a couple hours, Sunday, like not too far from bringing her home, my son called and said, well, why don't we go to the cottage for a little while, you know, and celebrate, you know, like... And I said, sure, yeah, I can do that. That's only about a 45-minute drive, you know.
All right, let me stop here, and we'll pick it up in just a minute, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we were talking with Sarah, who's got a granddaughter who's 11. Her dad was never married to her mom. There was a birthday party. I vaguely remember something at a cabin. Remind me, all right, so fill me in.
Right, okay. It kind of, only hours before he was supposed to give her a ride home, he said, why don't you go to the cabin for a little while and then be all together, okay? So he called every family member. We are, you know, within 40, 45 minutes apart, you know. And so I thought, yeah, sure, you know, it's not that far. And then a couple hours later, he texted, he's very sorry, that's canceled. Now that's okay. I mean, didn't hear anything.
Kind of rude, but okay. Why did he cancel? Do we know?
Okay. Here it is. It was my granddaughter's fault, okay? Like, her mom had offered to go to a fashion show with her, and so she picked that.
That's right. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And, well, that's not her fault. She's a kid, and she was supposed to be back with her mom.
I know. So my son had to just drop her off, an hour or two earlier so she could go to the fashion show for her birthday. It was all short notice. The cabin was short notice. This was short notice. I was fine with that. I got Jesus the kid and the other stuff to deal with that, okay? And then last Wednesday, my son and his daughter were over. And then he really pointed the finger at her.
Yeah, you told, he yelled at her and told her that it was her fault.
Anyway,
and she cried.
Yeah,
I remember that part.
So and then you said I should talk to him, but I haven't had the chance yet. He's working very long days, but he's going to be here tonight. So now I'll update you a little bit more. I found out that she even like the week weekend on the weekend she was at my son's house. She had to type an email and for the whole family, for everybody, apologize that she had, Arun going to the cabin and it was all her
Your
fault.
Your son's a bully.
I know. And it was my son's wife on her tablet that was at Sam's, sat down and had her.
You know what? Your son is going to find that his daughter doesn't want to be around him.
Exactly. That's what I'm very afraid of, yeah.
So what's the question to me?
Oh, okay. I'm feeling even worse now when I found that out that she had to email everybody. So
well, he's a bully. He really is. He's a bully.
Yes. And now tonight I will see him, and I'm a little bit nervous, but I want to say something. And
okay.
I have to help me, so I won't say too much, okay?
Well, I would just say, look, that being a single parent is difficult. I would start there. This is called the sandwich approach, Sarah. That if we're going to tell somebody something awful, we sort of try to code it in something that is, if not positive, is at least acceptable, so they hear it. Because otherwise, they're not going to hear it. So the whole thing is a waste of time. So I'd say, look, I know that the co-parenting is difficult. I know co-parenting an 11-year-old is difficult, but this is a kid who feels like she's a wishbone, that you've got one leg, her mother's got the other leg, and each of you are going to yank and her head's going to come off. That I know that, that she wants to please everybody, and this was a situation where everything kind of conspired. You were making plans at the last minute, and you thought you were doing something nice for her. Her mother was trying to plan things, and the two of you don't coordinate anything, because God forbid you should actually talk to things to make it easier on the 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. So the 11-year-old is going to say yes to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Not because she's evil, and not because she's selfish, but because she's scared,
mm-hmm.
and she loves you both.
Mm-hmm.
You, if you want to have an ongoing relationship with this kid and help this kid to grow into a self-confident young woman, you have to stop putting her in the middle like that. That things need to be made, even if you and her mom were friends with each other and communicated better than you do. Last-minute plans, especially for kids this age, are very disruptive. You need to plan things ahead of time. And spontaneity is a oversold virtue at this moment. She's trying to please you. She's trying to please her mom. She has friends. And you're going to have a very confused, angry little girl on your hands if the two of you don't stop doing this. And it would be nice if the two of you could coordinate with one another. I don't think that's going to happen. It would be nice, but I don't think it's going to happen. And if it's not going to happen, then the two of you cannot make last-minute plans because it puts the 11-year-old in the middle. And she's going to try and please both of you, and it's just going to end up the situation over and over again. But this was not the 11-year-old's fault. All she wanted to do was make both of you happy. It was you not being a responsible parent. And you can't do that. And I know you love her, and she loves you, but understand from her point of view, she's trying to please everybody. And it's just not possible. You have to not put her in that position anymore.
Yeah, and he told her it was all her fault, but he did tell her, you have to choose what you want to do. But she did.
And then he gets mad at her.
Yeah.
He's a bully, and he has to stop doing that.
I know.
That parenting isn't a popularity contest, and it's not a contest between him and the 11-year-old's mother, and Lily's mother. The two of you, I mean, just ask him how he'd felt when he was 11, if you'd wanted one thing from him, his friends wanted something else, mm-hmm. and his dad wanted something else. It just makes you have a stomachache all the time.
I kind of feel like that little girl. I was bullied by my parents, and so I tried to grow up quick, and then I married a bully. So I don't know if I can say that.
Yes, you can. I think that's a very powerful thing to say, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Say, look, I feel just like she did, that, you know, my parents bullied me, and they were together.
Yes.
And so all I wanted to do was get away from that situation, so I married a bully. Is this really what you want your daughter? And I raised a bully.
Right, yes.
Is this really what you want for your daughter? Don't you want better for your daughter than your mom?
Yeah, because then... If she does that, chooses a bully for a boyfriend, then he can't do anything anymore. But then he can stand and watch her suffer.
Listen, Sarah, I think that's the most powerful thing you could possibly tell him.
Okay.
Because at that point, you're not even being critical of him. You're saying, I've been in that situation. I can tell you exactly how it feels. Uh-huh. And if you married a bully, your son knows how it feels, too.
Yeah,
he knows how it feels to be bullied.
Yeah, I'm sure he remembers. He doesn't even talk to us.
And that's what he's doing. So, yeah, take him out for coffee.
Okay.
And tell him your story. It's very powerful, and it's very important. It's very meaningful. And he can probably see it easier looking at you than he can see it at in himself. Okay. And I would point out not only that you feel like Lily and what you did, but that he got bullied by his father, too. Does he want that to continue? It feels terrible.
Mm-hmm. I know. His wife is a bully, too.
I'm not surprised.
So they both bullied this little girl.
Do those three things. Number one, tell your story, because that's the most powerful.
Oh, okay.
Number two, remind him of his feeling bullied.
Yeah.
Number three, then get to her that she was trying to please both people, and that's just not possible, and then bullying her at the time or after the fact. I mean, how did it feel when your dad did it to you? I can tell you how it felt when my father did it to me. It felt horrible.
Right.
All I had was a stomachache, and all I wanted to do was get away. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel any love. I just felt fear.
Right.
All righty?
Okay. He's very busy now for the next 5 weeks or something like that, but he's coming here tonight. But
good.
My father will be here. Can I go in a private room, or is that not a very good idea?
No, I think it's a very good idea.
It is okay.
Yeah, I would talk with him privately. I wouldn't do this in front of anybody else.
Oh, no. I didn't want it in front of her. But other than that, I can't get a hold of him now for the next 5 weeks. He'll be working every day, you know, long day.
Well, explain to him that this is really important.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Alrighty. Good luck, kiddo. But tell him your story. It's a very powerful story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say that.
Absolutely. Listen, you don't need me to tell you what you're allowed to do, but I think it's a very good idea.
I just didn't want to make things worse.
I know. I'm just teasing you, but I think it's a great story, and it's an important one, and it's more about you than about him, and that's a good thing to start with when you're telling somebody.
Okay, so I thought, like, you're always so good. I listen to you quite often, and I thought, well, you're so good, and when I listen with other people, then I quite often relate to their story, you know, the names may be different, but the situation is very similar, and I can learn from it. I hope somebody will learn from this, you know.
Well, and I hope your son will learn from it. That's the one we want to learn most, but you're right. Tell him your story. It's a powerful story.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have to.
Good luck. Call me tomorrow if you need me. All right, 855-993-7569. Listen, folks, you know, that's why parenting is so hard, is that, you know, we learn, we absorb it without thinking about it, and we love our parents, so we try and do the same thing. And if it didn't work on us, it probably won't work on our kids. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Jim, you'll be next.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Oh, hi. I have a problem. I am not doing the right thing or not. When I was younger, when anything went wrong, I was able to cry, and after a while, that made me feel better.
Right.
About a year and a half ago, my best friend, my only friend, and my brother died about a year and a half ago, and I'm not able to cry, but I just have memories of him, and I'm wondering if I did anything wrong, like he used to have a cable show in in Norfolk, Mass, teaching computers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a DVD of him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if that's the wrong thing to do to kind of get over this, you know, sad feeling I have.
Sure. Okay. Jim, how old are you?
69.
And how old was your brother?
He was 63 when he died.
What did he die of?
Cancer, prostate cancer.
Okay. Was he sick for a long time?
About a year after he found out that he had cancer.
Did you live close to him?
About 2 hours away.
Were you able to see him during the last year of his life?
Yes, a couple of times, yeah. He was hiding it, pretty good. I always thought he would get better, but like I said, he was good at hiding it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, tell me, you said he died a year and a half ago. Tell me about how you're grieving him. Tell me, are you still working or not working?
No, I've been retired for about 5 years now.
Okay. What do you do during the day?
I go to the mall. I like the people watch.
Okay. Are you single, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
I was married about 37 years ago.
Okay. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay. What kinds of things do you like to do?
I have some weights at home I spent a lot of time lifting weights.
Okay. Okay, but that's a kind of, what about a gym? What about going to a gym?
No, I don't like to be around people. I have cerebral palsy.
Okay.
People used to ignore me when I was, all my life, really. And when I got diagnosed at age 55, I realized why they ignored me. They thought I was drunk.
Yeah. And all right, look, let me say a couple things to you.
Yeah.
And I may need to hold you over in the next hour if you have the time. All right, so here's the first thing. Grieving is a process that it takes some time to get through it, that we really have to embrace the sorrow before we can let it go. And your brother was a really important person in your life, and you really, it sounds like, were not very prepared for his death because he hid it so well. So you didn't have any time to really prepare. Although even if you'd had time to prepare, death is still hard. Death is no matter how much we prepare, we all think, well, maybe. You know, that hope is difficult to extinguish. It's part of who we are as human beings. But I think in this particular case, it was particularly difficult for you for two reasons. First of all, because you were so close to him. Three reasons. First, you were so close to him. Second of all, there aren't other people in your life. And third of all, that he kept it hidden. So it was sort of a surprise, kind of a shock. So it's going to take a while. Now, in terms of watching DVDs with him, try it. And if it makes you feel better, that's fine. If it makes you feel worse, stop doing it. But it may be that one day you'll feel like doing it and the next day you don't. So that's okay. I mean, I think there's something wonderful about having that option. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. But one thing that was pretty good, we used to live in a town in Uxbridge, Mass. One time he went to in the audience, he was in the audience for a talk, Gene Roddenberry, you know,
right.
The guy behind the Next Generation Star Trek.
Yep.
And he asked people to write down their names, their first name, and the town where they came from. So there's a show on the Next Generation. One of the characters on it was Kevin Uxbridge.
Good. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Listen, that gets to me to the second part. So the first part is it's going to take a while. And sometimes people think that if they just push those thoughts away, that sadness away, that they'll feel better. And it doesn't work. What you need to do is go ahead and miss him. And you can maybe write him a letter. You can go visit his gravesite if that's a possibility. You can go through the family album. In your particular case, you've got those DVDs that you can look at. But it's okay to kind of immerse yourself in missing him, because the important part of your brother will always be in your head and your heart, because as long as you're alive, you remember him. And as long as you're alive, you love him. So he's in your head and your heart. It doesn't mean you can touch him, but you can have conversations with him. You can remember him. You can think about things the two of you did together. All right, so that's one whole part. And you're going to have to figure out in the next X number of years the best way of doing that. But there's something else I want you to add in here, because I think it will help a lot, which is to figure out things to do with other people, Jim, that would have made him happy, so that you're kind of taking up his mantle a little bit. And I know the shy you wants to stay in the house and lift weights and watch DVDs and order things online. But it sounds like your brother was a lot more of an extrovert than you were. So do some things that, for example, maybe make a trip that he always wanted to take. And you do it through, and you so it's almost like you're sharing it with him. Or think about, if it sounds like he was very interested, I think you said, in science. So maybe you put together some of his books to give to a library. Or maybe you figure out a way to raise money for a scholarship in his name to give to a promising scientist. But and so what I'm going to do, I think, because we're just about up to a break right now, is I'm going to keep you on hold, if that's okay with you. And you think about some things that you might do that might remember him, that might recall him, that might be a good memorial for him. All right? And put you on hold, and I'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.